like that. That brings up Markovnikov's rule. So Markovnikov was working, as you can see, these things were done way back when, so this is 1869. His rule simply says that when we take an unsymmetrical alkene and add an unsymmetrical reagent to it that contains a hydrogen, then the hydrogen adds to the double bond and it adds to the carbon with the most hydrogens directly attached to it. So in the case of our propene, we have got two hydrogens attached to this carbon. We've got one hydrogen attached to this carbon, so the hydrogen ends up on C1. Very straightforward stuff. Now this is rationalized on the basis of the stability of the carbocation that's formed, and this is where things get a little bit more